Good morning, welcome to Winning Karma. I hope you're well. I want to start off and kick off this show, first of all, with a lot of respect and reverence for you, the listener. But I also want to say, with great love, thank you. Thank you to all who listened to the show, have supported the show throughout the years. But moreover, when people meet with me and they tell me that they listened to the show, and they have actioned the tips that we have given, or they've been going through something through life. Life gives us many challenges, and they have realized, right, that listening to this show has given them the impetus and the stimulation, the motivation, the inspiration, and the courage to do certain things that they ordinarily wouldn't have. And to me, that is so humbling, because the history of this show, we've been around for a few years, and the objective, the raison d'etre of this show was to create a voice to a blog that I used to write. And so this is the voice of the blog, and it's very heartening to know from people that they are getting something out of the information that we're giving. And I think I've mentioned this before, but full disclosure, anything that I mention on the show are things that I try. I experiment. I'm my own guinea pig, and I make sure that I experiment and it actually has some value and it works. So thank you so much. Today's topic is fear, and I'd like to talk about fear because I feel this is one thing that keeps us back. And I also will address certain issues that relate to fear. First of all, fear. There are phobias. People have phobias of heights. People have phobias of traveling in aeroplanes. People have phobias of spiders and all sorts of things. There are many different phobias. If you investigate, there are some phobias that you will perhaps not even think exist, but they exist. And they're very challenging. Now, when I talk about fear, I'm not talking about the idea of overcoming fear by walking on hot coals or jumping out of an aeroplane without a parachute. That's even worse. But that's free falling. But what I'm talking about is the fear that we have, and what keeps us back from our potential is fear. It really is fear, because there are lots of opportunities around, and because of fear, we tend not to take them. If we look around, we can see these many opportunities that present themselves. Yet fear stops us from taking the appropriate action, because our mind starts to spiral. We spiral into a set of thoughts, the thoughts that tell us that what if, oh, but if I do this, what if it doesn't work? What if I do this and it was a waste of time? What if I do this and it just was not worth it? Or what if I do this and this happens and whatnot? I mean, we can come up with so many excuses. I have coined the term next excuse. N-E-X-T-C-U-S-E, next excuse. This is the next excuse, the next best excuse for not doing something. We have so many opportunities around us, but fear stops us in our tracks. And I want to talk about this because it's very essential that we get over this idea of fear and how we can traverse that, and it's small steps. So let's give you an example. Let's talk about, and I talk about this kind of thing a lot because I'm around entrepreneurs a lot, and I see startups and I see emotional contagion and the emotional contagion that comes with it. But let's just say you want to start a business, or you want to start a project, but something is gnawing at you. Something is gnawing at you and it's telling you, oh, this is good, but no. The fear, and that is fear. The fear of flying always starts with the fear of falling. And we talk about flying and we always think, wow, what if I fall? What if you don't? What if you actually soar like an eagle? This is where we need to replace the thoughts. There is scientific basis in what I'm telling you. Negativity and fear are intertwined. So it's important to understand that. Why do I say this? Because fear is a form of negative, it's a form of a negative reaction, really. A positive reaction would be taking action. So for every negative thought that we have, you have to replace it with 5 positive thoughts. This is the science. Also remember one thing, our brain is wired, hardwired to think negative thoughts. And because of this, and because of being cognizant of this, if we are cognizant of this, then we can understand and be more aware. And let me tell you something, I have a saying, self-awareness will help you jump, leap higher than you've ever thought possible, or jump higher than you ever thought possible. Be aware of these things. Be aware of the simple fact that our brain is wired for negativity. So how do we get across fear? The first thing that starts, the moment that we think about these negative reactions, fear, what if? Think of the more positive things. What if I do it? Or what if it is achieved? Look and visualize at the end product, the outcome that perhaps you cannot see right now. So we need to start to train our minds to think in a different way. Because the only way we think is in a very linear fashion, and that's the problem. We tend to think sometimes things as black and white, and really it's not like that. You have to engage in a higher level of thinking, which involves analytical processing. It involves changing the mindset, and then giving ourselves the opportunity to understand why we're thinking like that. So fear is intertwined with negativity, in my view, and it's fundamental to understand how we react to certain things. Because when we are cognizant of that, we can actually track our thoughts and be more aware of how to deal with them. And the problem today in society in general is we've all forgotten the idea of, when I say all, I'm not talking about all, I'm talking about the people that have become fearful. The idea that these thoughts are going to be negative initially anyway, because of what I've told you, is neuroscience, is scientific, and so we have to learn. So the 5-1 ratio, learn that and see what a difference it can make. Thank you so much. Keep on winning. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Look for Winning Karma, and we are posting more videos which will help you. Keep on winning.